and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 18th of January, 2008. It's the birthday of the physician Peter Marc Roget, born in London in 1779. He was a working doctor most of his life, but he was interested in all sorts of scientific and literary and philosophical things in his spare time. When not practicing medicine, he invented a slide rule for performing difficult mathematical calculations and a method of water filtration still in use today, wrote papers on the kaleidoscope and Dante, contributed to the Encyclopedia Britannica, and then retired from his medical practice when he was 61 and decided to devote his retirement to publishing a system of classifying words into groups based on their meaning, not in alphabetical order, as in a dictionary, but according to the ideas they express. And that was the first Roget's Thesaurus. 1852 it came out, the word thesaurus meaning treasury in Greek. It might never have become the amazing, popular, and useful book that it is, but at the last minute, Roget decided to include an index, which helped readers find synonyms and made it into one of the most popular reference books of all time. It's the birthday of A.A. Milne, born in London, 1882. One of the leading humorists of his day, who wrote for Punch magazine about golf and parties and cricket. He wrote witty plays, more than 30 of them, drawing room comedies, all of them successful, but all of them quickly forgotten, as were his novels and his essays. Very entertaining writing, but he wanted to write something that would last, and he stumbled into it backwards. A.A. Milne didn't have any interest in writing children's literature, even though he had a 3-year-old boy who was just learning to read. But during a holiday in Wales, he was in a house in a rainstorm, had nothing to do, picked up a paper and pencil and began writing poems for his son Christopher Robin. They were collected in the book When We Were Very Young, which was a big success in 1924. And in the next 4 years, he wrote 2 children's classics. The characters, a group of stuffed animals that his boy played with, Pooh Bear, Piglet, Tigger, and Eeyore. Winnie the Pooh and the House at Pooh Corner, 1926 and 1928. His other books have mostly all gone out of print, but the Pooh books have been translated into more than 20 languages. Here's a poem for today by Brad Sachs, A Boy in a Bed in the Dark. Born with a cleft palate, my 2-year-old brother, recovering from yet another surgery, toddled into our bedroom, toppled a tower of blocks that I had patiently built, and in a 5-year-old fury, I grabbed a fallen block and winged it at him, ripping open his carefully reconstructed lip. The next hours were gruesomely compressed, ending with a boy in a bed in the dark, mute with fear, staring out into the hallway with horror as the pediatrician went in and out of the bathroom with one vast blood-soaked towel after another, shaking his head worriedly. My brother's howls and my parents' cooed comfort became the soundtrack to this milky movie that plays in my darkest theater, the one that I sidle past each night with a shudder and a throb in my fist. A Boy in a Bed in the Dark, a poem by Brad Sachs, from his collection In the Desperate Kingdom of Love, published by Chestnut Hills Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Katrina Chikala and Ella Shovanek. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.